When Max Boysen walks into my bakery, I almost drop the tray of croissants I'm holding and try not to pass out. It's a daily occurrence for me, because this is what I have to contend with when he strolls in at 7:45 on the dot. His 6'2" frame, clad in a black leather jacket, worn jeans covering his long, muscular legs. He wears a knit beanie over that mass of light brown hair, and there's a healthy amount of scruff sheeting along a jawline sharp enough to cut diamonds. He's a cross between a ridiculously handsome Instagram model and a biker. And that smile. Oh, my freaking God, that smile. Always a half smile. Always the right corner of his mouth quirked up like he's hiding a secret that he's dying to tell. Always deliciously wolfish. But it's not just his looks. It's his whole demeanor. The way he walks into a room, posture straight, gaze focused and unbothered at the same time. He looms large, but is also aware of himself. As physically imposing as he is, he's careful not to crowd anyone when he steps into the tiny space of my bakery. He holds the door for people when he walks in and out, and he always moves out of the way when there's a line. It's an easy confidence he possesses, something I've always ached to have. He is the epitome of everything I find attractive in a man. And that pinnacle of hotness walks into my world every single morning, setting fire to my skin and turning my brain to mush. I wish I weren't such an utter cliche, but I am. I am the physical representation of the phrase, mousy, shy girl. If you were to search that on Google Images, my photo would be the first to pop up. I've got it all. Wild hair that hits all the way to the middle of my back and hides my face when it's not pulled into a ponytail, thick-rimmed glasses, a penchant for biting my lip and stammering when I'm nervous, and the inability to maintain prolonged eye contact when a handsome guy looks my way. That's pretty much what I've done every other day when Max walks in here and places his usual order of an ube latte, iced in the spring and summer, hot in the fall and winter, and a plain croissant just before he strolls next door and opens his bookshop, Stacked, which occupies the store space next to mine in this brick building we both lease in the Jade District of Portland, Oregon. It all happens like some slow-motion scene out of a movie. Max half smiles. I instantly forget that I often have a store full of customers to help. He makes casual conversation, asking me about the morning rush, what new pastries I've got on the menu that day, if the pigeons in the dumpster behind our building have dive-bombed me when I took out the trash. And like the unsophisticated and painfully awkward human that I am, I burn hot all across my cheeks and neck and chest. I giggle, then stammer my way through the conversation, all the while trying not to stare unblinkingly at him so I don't come off like a psycho. And then he leaves. My heart resumes a steady beat, and I will myself to act like a normal human being again. It's all very embarrassing. The fact that I devolve into a flustered teen every time I'm in his presence. But not today. No, no, no. Today marks something new. Today, I'm going to actually do something about my crush on Max Boysen that kicked off when he started renting out the space next to me a year and a half ago. I'm going to ask him out. It's a daunting prospect for sure. We're technically work acquaintances, and if he shoots me down, that's going to be awkward as hell. But during our daily chats, I could swear I feel a flirty edge from him. Like he's pulling back from obviously flirting with me because he doesn't want to come off like a creep who's hitting on the woman who works next door to him. And I definitely appreciate that. Or maybe he's just being a cordial neighbor. I deflate the slightest bit, then immediately straighten back up. No! None of that disparaging talk. I've done that enough my whole life. It's time to go against my play-it-safe personality and do something bold for a change.